likeness and mercy. He asks what extinction must feel like. Like smoke, I say, like an indication, something signifying the urgency of something else, like a rusted highway sign, a loose tooth, heat lightning, the sudden taste of epistemology in a mouth. I tell him it must be terrible and sublime, like mapping the shape of eroded ground, a constant meditation on the concept of too late, the act of writing the word time. And what responsibility, I add, to be among and outlive another thing, entrenched in the practice of consciousness without the comfort of having the right word for it yet.